Sorry, folks.
Podcast.
Closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Hi, everyone. It's Patrick Foster here. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to tell you we are on summer vacation / recuperation from Suburbs Fest that was held in Grand Rapids. And fittingly, the last episode we're going to re-air today is episode 701. It has to do with my road trip to Louisville back in 2019, October of 2019, when I went out to Bourbon and Beyond and hung out with friends there and did some interviews. But it is fitting since we're coming back from a road trip, and we'll certainly have some episodes about road trips, hopefully for you, coming up very shortly from our recent fest, if all goes according to plan. So here it is, one road trip to Louisville, and we will be back to talk to you guys with new episodes next week.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, when you're on road trips, do you like to stop off along the way and check out the sights and all the weird tourist attractions?
Stopping on road trips is permissible, yes, Patrick. I allow 3 minutes per hour per person, provided they brought along their own food and water for the ride, plus 2 minutes per person per hour for restroom needs. Each passenger can use that time as they see fit, either in one stop or in shorter increments.
Wow. That sounds fun.
Road trips are not about fun, Patrick. They're about making good time. So we're back on the show. We were gone for a little while. We had some guest hosts, yep, while we were out. And you were out of town. So where were you, Patrick? Tell people.
Well,
where you were.
Yeah, Jim, I want to say first thanks to John Rossman for those great Frank Zappa episodes. But I was on the road, man. I went to Bourbon and Beyond Festival in Louisville, Kentucky. I ended up driving there, and I got to tell you, it was fantastic.
Oh, this makes sense now. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And your drive to Louisville, this making sense now, because I got a lot of strange phone messages.
You did?
From the road, yeah. Oh. From you. You remember this?
Sort of? Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Were there a lot of them?
Oh, there were quite a few.
Huh. Okay.
In fact, we stitched them together.
Oh, we did?
For the listeners to hear.
Great.
All right, I'm pressing play right now.
All right, here we are rolling out some ungodly hour of the morning. It's so early. Jesus, shut up! And it's so freaking early, the sun's not even up. I don't even know what time it is, but we're heading out toward Kentucky. So, I'll check in with you guys as we get a little farther down the road. So,
Early morning times here, starting to thin out in the traffic. I'm headed north right now, as far as I can tell. Right, this is Mr. Patty over and out. I will be checking in with you guys periodically as we suburbs pod it over to Kentucky. Not sure what that voice is. I'll try to eliminate it. Over and out. All right, just checking in, folks, here. Got the sun coming up now. I'm heading west on Highway 68. Just turned off of Highway 70 onto Highway 68. I believe I'm in... I don't know what the hell that was. Something just hit the windshield. I believe I'm in Michigan, perhaps. I'm not sure what state I'm in right now. The sun came up. I went through some fog, and now I'm just trucking on west. I'm getting ready to fire up my first road trip playlist of the day. Not sure what the first song is going to be, but I will check in with y'all in a minute and let you know. Okay, I got a curve here to negotiate, so I better put down the mic and put my hands on the wheel. Just checking in, guys. Coming up into the town of Frostburg. Not exactly sure where that is. Frostburg State University, though. I see it right here on exit 33. But more importantly, I tuned into the local radio station, Classic Rock 106.1. And the first track I got, you can hear it, Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd. And then we'll tell you my name again, boy. We call it rock. pretty good classic rock track. So we're trucking it on to Kentucky, Louisville, on the way. Not sure where I'm going to stop for gas, but I'm going to stop for gas pretty soon. Got a Sheetz coming up, exit 34, maybe. I'll report back. Checking back in, guys. 106.1 The Rock just told me that bad songs come and go, but classic rock lives forever. To prove it, they fired up this tune from Johnny Cougar. There you have it, folks. Just wanted to pass on that little piece of knowledge. I'm cruising down by exit 19 right now. And you can get antiques, and there's an artisan village. Hey, guys, checking in from the gas station. Stopped here in Friendsville. Believe this is Maryland. It's a beautiful place, man. Everyone seems super friendly, as you would expect. There's a Red Bull truck across the street delivering its goods to Ken's Irish Pub. There's a Lay's truck delivering to SS Market, and I'm here at the gas picking up some fuel because I was about out. I'm headed toward West Virginia, it seems like, but my ultimate destination, as you knew, is Kentucky, Louisville. So I'm on the way. I brought some CDs here. I'm going to dig into this album. I don't know if you guys have heard it. A guy called Martin Sexton put out an album called The American around 98 or something like that. It's got a great set of tunes on it. It's got, really, it's been a long time since I heard it, but I'm going to fire it up. So check it out, Martin Sexton, The American. It's some good driving music. I also brought some stuff here. I bought Alexander Skip Spence's Or. That's a classic. I bought the Scatolites, two-disc set. Sun City Girls, Mark Ribeau, and Los Cubanos Postitos. And also, I bought a New Order CD, Early Singles. It's got only 5 tracks on it. Ceremony, Procession, Everything's Gone Green, Temptation, Blue Monday. Not sure why I grabbed that one last night, but I did. Anyway, this is Patrick checking in as I head toward Louisville. I will check in soon. I may have to get a snack because I've been on the road and I'm a bit famished. And when I get famished, I talk in an English accent. Hey guys, checking in. Just want to report to you that I just crossed into West Virginia. So, there's the West Virginia Welcome Center here. I'm pondering making a stop because I do love the free knowledge. Checking in. I want to remind everybody, the left lane is for passing, not for cruising. And right now, I'm cruising along to some more Martin Sexton from his album The American on SuburbsPod.com.
So I packed it up and I went to the winds and I lived out in my VW bus for a year or two. Ain't nothing but this pipe dream and my guitar. Living off the apple fields and old cigars. Taking this microphone, checking it out every night on the line. On my car bed.
Hey guys, Patrick here, checking back in. I may have made a grievous error in navigation because I'm now in Pennsylvania, near somewhere called Mount Morris, Pennsylvania. So if I'm on the wrong route, somebody should let me know. If somebody could call in and let me know. Thought I was headed toward Columbus, Ohio, but I didn't think Pennsylvania was up here in this part of the country. But I'll check a map the next time I get a chance at the service station. I'll ask the attendant if he could check the map for me. If I don't hear from you guys, or you don't hear from me, you'll know it was made a wrong turn in Pennsylvania. Signing off. Hey guys, just checking in again. This is Patrick. I just stopped at the Pennsylvania Welcome Center here. And I feel much better because I am on the right track, apparently. I should be in Pennsylvania right now. There's a really nice monument here to miners of Pennsylvania. Greene County, Pennsylvania proudly dedicates this monument to all coal miners. There's a carving of John L. Lewis, President, United Mine Workers of America, 1920 to 1960. So I would encourage anyone who's on this road, wherever I am, to stop here at the Pennsylvania Welcome Center. Quick update, guys. I've been scanning through the radio station, and I just hit upon Charlie Daniels' band, Devil Went Down to Georgia. That's it for this update. I'm going to go back and hear what happens in the rest of this showdown between Charlie Daniels and the devil. Hey guys, checking back in here. Patrick again, on my way to Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. And appropriately, I just wanted to give you guys an update. The Bish has texted me out a list of Spotify, a playlist called Rock and Roll. I'm not sure what it's called, but right now I just fired it up and I'm listening to a song called The Beast by The Only Ones. Let's have a little bit of listen to that. Right now, you might hear some trucks, because I'm next to a Jersey wall.
Run from the beast. There's danger in his eyes. He's been looking for you.
All right, sweet. Thank you, Bish, brother. I really appreciate it. I need this music as I drive through Pennsylvania. I seem to be heading west now. We'll check back with my navigator in a minute. I got the map. I couldn't get it folded back right, but I just pasted it over that passenger side window so I can easily look at the map while I'm driving instead of having to look away too much. So I just glanced to my right to the passenger side window. I'll check in later and let you guys know how the playlist is going. Here we come, Louisville. Hey guys, Patrick here. Could somebody explain the township system of Pennsylvania to me? Because I don't get it. Guys, Patrick here. Just a quick update. We got some construction here on this road that I'm on. So if you're headed this way, watch out. Things are getting down to one lane. We're right near the West Virginia Welcome Center. You think I'm stopping there? You're gall darn right I'm stopping there. Guys, just quick update. They stopped off at the West Virginia Welcome Center. Wasn't quite as impressive as the Pennsylvania Welcome Center that I was just at, but I got to say, the lady there was real nice because I was looking around and she gave me this book and said, free knowledge right here on the West Virginia coal field. She was like, this is our best piece. So I got a whole book here on exploring the West Virginia coal fields, the people, places, and events that built a nation. So looks like a lot of great knowledge on coal fields. I'll be studying this later. I'm going to learn about it and try to pass on that knowledge to you whenever I can. Back on the road, I'm headed toward Columbus, Ohio, and hopefully I can find a record store there because I want to drop off the poster and buy some records. Checking in with a quick idea. I'm 10 miles outside of Wheeling, West Virginia, so how's about this? I'm 10 miles outside of Wheeling, getting that old-time feeling. Guys, just want to say real quick, this is Patrick checking in on the way to Louisville, Kentucky. The Bish is getting funky, funky Bish right now with some Night Nurse by Gregory Isaacs, the great Gregory Isaacs. Check him out. This is one of his better tracks. Dig it on Suburbs 5.
Oh, the pain is getting worse. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only.
Moundsville. Quick update, guys. I am in Ohio. home of Big Jim Linehan, home of Columbus, Ohio, home of Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm headed west on 470, people. I got it wide open. I'm jamming gears. I'm headed toward Columbus. I got 123 miles to go. All right, guys, quick update. Patrick here on my way to Columbus, Ohio. I just pulled into the state of Ohio, cranked on the radio with a scan, and guess what I hit on first try? With a hoop of Van Halen, I'm headed into Ohio, into the heartland, people. Hey guys, Patrick here. Just had to remind my own self, the left lane is for passing, not for cruising. I was like, Patrick, you're cruising in the left lane, dude. Can't do it. So I'm over in the right side now, and I'll try to stay there. Man, that just went down the wrong pipe. I've been snacking on some Planters peanuts and cashew and mixed nuts on the way out here, but whew, I need myself a cold drink. Hey guys, Patrick here checking in. Boy, I don't know where to start. Just pulling out of Columbus, Ohio right now. I'm in a jam, traffic jam, on I-71 South heading towards Cincinnati and then down to Louisville. I know the Coop is already at the festival. I'm going to be there late if I make it tonight, but I'll tell you guys this. I just visited Used Kids Records in Columbus, Ohio. Cannot recommend that store highly enough. The folks there are super nice. They're putting up the podcast poster for Rockin' the Suburbs. So we got a presence in Columbus, in the state capital of Ohio. Really, really nice guys. There's a ton of stuff in that store, man. I could have spent a lot of time and a lot of money in there. Somehow I got out with $40, so not bad. I took advantage of their five CDs for $10 special. Picked up five CDs in there. Just wanted to check in and let you guys know. Used Kids Record. Hey guys, Patrick checking in. All right, so I just fueled up the vehicle. Gonna stop in Cincinnati at Shake It Records and do some record hawking. And hopefully make it down to the festival. However, I will report good news. Adam Coop, the Coop, is down there already. So he's got things covered for me if I don't make all the sets today, which pretty sure I won't because I'm already about 4 hours late for when it started. But hey, you know, you do what you can to spread the gospel of the Suburbs Pod. So like I said, I just fueled up a little bit, got myself a little caffeine. And I'd like to stop at the Pilot, the Flying J, and I'll tell you why. I support America's truckers, sailors on the concrete sea is what I like to call them. I might have stolen that from Johnny Cash, but they're out there doing their job, working hard for you on America's highways and byways, and I like to stop at the truck stops, the Pilot, the Flying J's. Not only do they have a reasonable price on petrol, gasoline, but they will also give you a good deal, and they offer the hot showers for the truckers there, as well as a good truck wash and anything they might need as they move America's products across those concrete seas. And I'm sailing on one right now, Route 71, down to Cincinnati, Ohio. So if you see a Flying J out there on your trip, pop in there and say hi to the truckers and thank them for all they do, because they're out there working hard for me and for you.
I drove for United, Acme, Tankley, and Shaw, Grammar, Atlas, Strickland, and Doc, Atlantic, Owen, Karen, and Beaumont, H&H, Murphy, Field, and Mohawk, Skill, Skag, got all that driving done, and I tell you boys, there ain't no easy run.
If I sound a little off, man, it's because my mind has just been blown. I just came from Shake It Records in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I gotta tell you, man, that store was freaking awesome. They put up a Rock in the Suburbs flyer, so that is there now, and that's the second store I've hit today, which I'm really happy about. Oh, man, did I find some records in there They had a whole stack of old 45s from King Records, obviously from Cincinnati. So you got to pick one of those up when you go to a Cincinnati record store. I also found two records that I've been looking for a long time. This is the second two that I found from my collection from a really super weird band called Caroliner. Look them up. You'll notice that their record covers probably somewhat influenced my band a little bit, but I gotta tell you, man, those guys in there were fantastically nice. And Shake It Records in Cincinnati, Ohio, go to that store. They have a tremendous amount of used books. They have a giant used section downstairs. I could have spent 400 hours down there probably. I need to move to Cincinnati for a week and just troll that record store. All right, this is Patrick signing off. I don't have to worry about telling myself right now that the left lane is for passing because every lane is stopped. Update, update, update. Just broke into Kentucky. Let's see. Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky. That's six states in one day. We are cranking it. I got 100 clicks down to Louisville. I'm on the way. Hey guys, Patrick. Just really quick, I want to pass along a little safety, a driving observation. I know I've been preaching only use the left lane for passing and not for cruising, but when you are in that right lane, please make sure you maintain your posted highway speed, because I just witnessed a car going so slow in that right lane that an oversized load truck had to go and pass around it, and we don't want that kind of situation. So please maintain your minimum speed as well. There is a minimum speed. Please look it up with your local state highway authority. Right now on the mix is the Feelies. Hey guys, checking in. I just want everyone to put their tray tables in the upright position, put away any personal items, and we're going to come around real quick to pick up any trash or anything you have left over from your beverages. We're making our final descent into Louisville. We are about 12 miles away, and I hope everyone has had a wonderful day, and we're really looking forward to bourbon and beyond. As we touch down in Louisville, let's hear a little Candy State to take us home. Trip's taking a toll on Mr. Patty, folks. I gotta admit, I'm a little weary. I'm road weary. Been on the road all day driving. Been in record stores, man. I still got that lovely, the stink of 99 cent records on me. The dank, dirty smell of bargain basement finds. Buy five and get five free at Shake It Records in Cincinnati, Ohio, folks. Buy three and get three free at Used Kids in Columbus. Buy 10 and get 10 free at Mr. Patty's Basement. All right, folks, I'm pulling into Louisville here. I want to go with the Native Sons and RBQ, probably one of my all-time favorite Louisville bands. Don't get me started on Slint, because I like those guys too, but I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Tell me this again.
Whew, I need myself a cold drink.